let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Cause it's the heat of the moment.
New York State's best rock.
WSYR-FM, Syracuse.
94 Rock.
Rock and AC/DC on the highway to hell. Well, we were telling you earlier that we had somebody going to be calling us tonight, and I'm so excited to talk to this person. He's as crazy as I am, probably even crazier. Ozzy Osbourne, are you there?
WSYR-FM, Syracuse.
94 Rock.
Radio station that makes it all happen, 94 Rock.
Talk to you later.
Told everybody they could kiss my
ass. Shout it if you don't like it.
Rock, rock, rock and rock.
Don't look at me now.
Shake it. You don't really need to find out what's going on. Just leave well.
WSYRFM Syracuse.
So calm in you, it's you that I want. Just hold on loosely.
Hi, this is Donnie Van Zandt.
And Jeff Carlisi, a 38 special.
And the best rock in Syracuse is 94 Rock.
You can take that to the bank.
What's your name? Little girl, what's your name?
Cause I don't
biggest city.
Hello there, remember me? Probably not. This is Michelle Michaels talking to you from San Francisco, California. I used to be the person on the air from 10 to 3 in the afternoon for most of the 94 rockin' years, until I got a job on the West Coast, and now Kathy Rose doing it for me, and for you. And I know that 94 Rock is getting its plug pulled and how tough it'll be for everybody in Central New York who really knows and lives what rock is all about. But I tell you, as Ozzy said in one of his few sane moments on Earth, you cannot kill rock and roll. And rock and roll will live forever in Syracuse because of you and 94 Rock. I was lucky enough about 3 years ago to be part of the original 94 Rock bunch of crazed loonies, including Big Mike, who you know and love, and Louise, and Howie Castle, and the guy with the wild, long, curly hair, the rock and roll animal. What was his name? Oh, yeah, Tommy Nast. Remember Tommy? Yeah, of course. And everybody else, too. Rock and roll in Syracuse grew incredibly during those years, and all the rock clubs and the theaters, and of course, the biggest thing was that the Carrier Dome brought you the Stones and the Who and all the great rock and roll that came live to Central New York. Now, if you couldn't get a ticket, 94 Rock would bring it to you because we'd bring you live reports and get you right into the show. Listen, we've gone through two Spring Fests. We've gone through countless live shows, rock and roll times. I'll tell you, I mean, I even got to do my rock and roll from a swimming pool in the afternoons during lunchtime in the summertime. Well, now the swimming pool is dried up. 94 Rock's going to be changing, but I'll tell you, the spirit of rock and roll in Syracuse that you and 94 built together will always be there. And I can tell you that now that I've been working in other towns, because no town in this country rocks, and I'm not kidding, like Syracuse rocks. And nobody can kill rock and roll.
It is an area which we call
94
Rock and Roll!
And we just heard all the brand new flags.
We own the top as long as the music's loud. And the bullet has to blow. Yeah! On the red rock. Oh, baby. Baby! Hands up, Rosanna.
Radio's fun, if you're ugly.
Everybody knows me because I am undoubtedly the best-looking disc jockey to ever grace the microphone here at 94 Rock. Also, one of the last comers to 94 Rock. 5 months have gone by, and actually 4.5, and it seems like 4.5 years, actually, but I've loved every minute of it. When I first came to this town, Tommy Nast, who was on his way to the West Coast to take my place and my girlfriend, said, "Chip, you're going to love Syracuse because it is a rock and roll town," and he wasn't lying.
Got you out of stranglehold, baby.
Girl, hey, one, two, little bad to the bone.
This is 94 Rock. I'm Bernie Kimball, and live on the telephone with me this afternoon, and I'm very honored to have Pete Townsend. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Bernie. How are you?
I'm very fine and very nervous, and you're going to be in Syracuse here a week from this Friday.
Well, we're looking
looking forward to it. We're looking forward to coming back to the area, and we just hope the weather isn't too cold.
Schlitz rocks America and presents The Who in a sold-out concert in the Carrier Dome Friday night, December 10th. World Tour 82, only from 94 Rock.
This is no social crisis.
This is John Entwistle. You're listening to 94 Rock Syracuse.
There's no cure for the summertime.
Goodbye, Sister Disco.
Join together with the
dawn. Why don't you all fade?
94 Rock.
I feel embarrassed because I never can tell the two of you apart and I still don't remember.
This is Nancy, the blonde one.
The blonde.
From Duke Jupiter.
Hi, I'm Marshall, and the hottest rock in Syracuse is 94 Rock.
Hello, this is Phil Collins of Genesis here, and you're listening to 94 Rock In.
This is Big Mike. Back in the fall of 1979, when I was approached to do the morning show on a new station to be called 94 Rock, I was not what you would call a rock and roll expert. I thought that Lynyrd Skynyrd, Steely Dan, and Jethro Tull were actually men, and Molly Hatchet and Supertramp were girls. I thought that Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, Blue Oyster Cult, Jackson Browne, and Cream were types of crayons. Well, in spite of all that, though, we put together a great air staff with Michelle Michaels, one of the classiest ladies I know, and the very pretty and talented Louise, and the hardworking Howie Castle, and the sexy Tommy Nast, and the extremely intelligent Big Mike. Hey, let's face it, somebody around here had to have the brains. These guys, though, I'll tell you the truth, are the greatest friends I have made in radio broadcasting. They are great people. I don't know why none of them have called me since they've left. I guess they've been very, very busy. Well, Louise still works here, and she never calls me. In short, my experiences at 94 Rock have been fantastic. I made a lot of friends in Syracuse. Thank you very much. And I'm planning to stay on at WSYR-FM with Louise, Kathy, Bernie, and Chip for many years, unless Dick DeLine decides to fire me. So I'll see you next week in the new format. Oh, one more thing. Always remember to think big.
Suck on the big 10-inch.
Good times, 94.
Michelle, this is Big Mike from 94. I'm calling to wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, my God.
Working for a living. Should I stay or should I go? You've got
me. WSYR-FM, Syracuse.
Are you reeling in the years?
94 Rock.
Yo there, I'm Kathy Rowe. You know, this is harder than I thought. 94 Rock has brought rock and roll to Syracuse. No, I take that back. 94 Rock is
rock and roll in Syracuse, and I'm glad I could have been a part of it. It was only a short time, 4 months, that I've been here, but all you crazy folks have made it something to remember. I don't know exactly what, but something anyway. Wherever you decide to turn from here, peace to you all who have stuck with us all these years. Keep on rocking. I know I will, and Bernie will, and Chip will, Louise will, Big Mike will. In spirit with you always, forever. I thank you, and my mother thanks you, and good night.
About the news about 94 Rock, but what can I say? There was a lot of memories and a lot of good times that came down there, and boy, it's just something that meant so much to me, and I hope it meant a lot to you. I remember the first day that I came in there when myself, Big Mike, Howie Castle, Michelle Michaels, Louise, Chris O'Connor, Dick DeLine, we were all together just kind of talking about what we're going to do and just getting to know each other. And then 2.5 years went by and some changes kind of happened and everybody kind of went on to their own different ways. But I know for myself, and I know Howie and Michelle and everybody else has worked there, has had nothing but incredible times. And I know a lot of people, as far as music people, like Brian Adams, Benny Mardonis, Ozzy Osbourne, Joan Jett, Aldo Nova, Billy Squire, they were all groups that 94 Rock was responsible for breaking. Lover Boy, another one. And, hey, a lot of history came out of those 2.5 years, and I just hope it's something that you never forget, because I know it's something that I'll never forget either. But, hey, things rock on, and times keep going good. You just keep hanging in there and rock and rolling, and sometime again, I hope our paths all cross. See you again.
States. Best Rock. 94 Rock.
Hi everyone, this is Louise, the girl with no last name, and overnight sensation on 94 Rock for the past 3 years now. Our third anniversary just passed, you know, on January 1st, and for all that time I was taking care of all the insomniacs from midnight and into those strange hours of the morning. To say it's been a lot of fun, that would be the grossest understatement of the year. It's been great, without a doubt. Bringing all those concerts to the War Memorial and the Landmark Theater, all our summer shows at the Weedsport Speedway on those great summer nights, and at the Star Theater in Auburn, too. We rocked the clubs, we rocked the regatta, we even rocked Canada. And any place else, we could set up a sound system and a few kegs of beer, too. No other station but 94 Rock could do something like that. And no other rockers but you could have made our parties the smash successes that they always were. They always were. Without you, there wouldn't have been any of that. You made us the number one rock and roll station in Central New York. And 94 Rock fans will always be number one with me. You're the partiest and craziest bunch of loonies I've ever had the pleasure to meet. And I hope we've given you some good memories to take with you wherever life takes you. So if you think it's hard to say all this, believe me, really hard for me to say it. So do me a favor, will ya? Rock on one more time.
Be human, love yourself. Hold on, nothing's the same.
Hi, this is Big Mike again. I still have an incredible sound system, and Brian Otto and I are still going to do high school dances, so call me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Best rock. Rock and roll. 94 Rock. New York State's best. Rock and roll. 94 Rock.